celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. Now, if you are among the many pet guardians who take the time to teach Fido to alert you when nature calls, you will enjoy listening to our first guest who has taken the call to action up a notch. Mark DeRushy from Dog Door Chimes is here to bring music to our ears. Hi, Mark, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have to ask, what made you think of Dog Door Chimes, and how long will it take to train our dogs to use it?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Well, first of all, you know, we adopted a puppy that was 4 months old. It was a boxer, and basically it just sat by our front door. It, you know, made a mess in the house and stained our carpets, and we wanted a way that, you know, it could just alert us to when he wanted to go outside. So I looked at several options. I searched the internet, and I didn't really care for much what I saw. It didn't either give a, you know, an attractive look that we wanted at our door, and or it didn't have the sound that we were looking for. So it's kind of funny, but we had an old set of chimes upstairs. So what I did was I cut off the wind catcher, which is the part at the bottom. I rigged the tubes up at the front door with a ringer, of course. And within just a few days, our dog was utilizing it. And he's been utilizing it just about every day for the past 3.5 years. So it's kind of a thing that we kind of stumbled upon. But the more we looked at it, the more we really liked the idea and started to make a career out of it.
Well, it looks like it sounds like there's a little boxer ingenuity that helped you along your way.
Yeah.
Well, boxers are kind of smart. I'm a little partial. We have a boxer, too, and yeah. I'm a little partial to that little fellow. But
yeah.
I'm sure now that you've kind of refined that door chime, what does it look like now, and where do you actually mount this? How big is this?
Right. Well, first of all, let me just finish up on your original question, and that is, you had asked how long it takes for it to train the dog, and that is usually just a few days to a few weeks. We've had several people, you know, tell me, you know, over the weekend they were able to train their dog on it. And we have a website that has instructions on how to train your dog, plus training instructions are included in the packaging that we send. So I just kind of wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know I do have a sneak peek of what they look like, but kind of explain it for those that aren't in front of their computer right now. What
right.
do they actually look like, and how big are they?
Okay. Well, as far as the size goes, they come basically in three pieces. The first piece is you have a top support. The top support is it comes out from the wall 9 inches, and it has a rounded front. It's about 6 inches wide. And it has a rounded faceplate in the back, and it sort of gives it a decorative look, and that, you know, mounts onto your wall. The other part of it is the ringer. The ringer is a thick wood. It starts out at 2 inches, but it actually comes out to about an inch and three quarters. It's sort of rounded on top, and it has a groove that goes around it. And then it has the tubes themselves. The tubes are fairly long, as you probably have experienced. There's 5 tubes that come with it. They're 30 to 39 inches in length. And the reason that they're that long is because we wanted to create a sound that was that someone really cared for. We didn't want a tingy sound, if you know what I mean. And we also wanted it to be eye appealing, and the long tubes give it that eye appeal as well. So as far as its looks go, there's a lot to it. It's kind of hard to explain in a simple conversation on the telephone, but the cords are, we have cords that connect strong magnets to the top of the tubes, and also to the ringer. So everything, the tubes and the ringers are all connected to the bottom of the top support by magnets. And these magnets are extremely strong. They're neodymium magnets, or some people call them rare earth magnets. And it's all you do when you receive the product, basically, is once you mount the top support on your wall, you simply connect the magnets one at a time up underneath, and the magnets sit flush up inside the top support, so they're out of view. And then on top of that, the top of the tubes, if you can imagine this, they have a cap on it because you don't really want to look down inside of a tube. So the cap has a center hole in it that's small that the cord goes straight down into. So it's all you see when you stand back and you look at the chime is you see it, the length is 4 feet, 3 inches tall, but it's all you see is the top support. You see the nice ringer down there, but what connects it is you just see a small string coming right from the bottom of the top support, which is the wood, and it goes right down straight into the center of the tube.
You know, this is going to make everybody, as soon as they hear this, they're going to go on your website to check these out, because it is really, really hard to explain. But once you look at them and you just see how beautiful they are and how much sense that makes. Now, you have two ways to mount this, correct? So tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a wall mount, which is pretty much the one I just explained, which has the five tubes. And the only difference between that and the hinge mount is the hinge mount comes, you simply replace your hinge pin. And you may have to switch your hinge plates, but the reason for that is on top of our hinge pin, everybody pretty much knows what a hinge pin is in a hinge. You just tap it out, and it's a long diameter cylinder. Our hinge pin replaces that, and ours has an arm that comes out on top. It connects to the top support on the hinge mount, which you just screw in. You can screw it in at different lengths, and you can position it at different angles. And it has, the difference between the hinge mount and the wall mount is the hinge mount has four tubes and is more square as far as the top support goes with rounded corners. The ringer and the tubes are all basically the same length. It's just a little bit more compact with one less tube, and then it has the hinge mount, which has a flare, which we have a patent on, or applied for a patent on top, which prevents the chimes from moving every time your door opens and closes. You don't want to hear your chimes going off every time your opens and closes, only when your dog touches it.
And yeah, you'd think, oh, my God, the dog has to go outside again.
Yeah, you would. And the whole idea behind it is our tubes are very sensitive. You can, it doesn't take much to set them off the way that they're made and hung. So, you know, your dog just barely has to touch it with his nose. And because of the sound that comes out of the tubes, sound that comes out of tubes are amplified simply because the energy is more centralized where it comes out. If you could just kind of picture dropping a pebble into a lake, you know, waves go out in all directions, 36 degrees. Well, the way a tube works, which is taking that same energy, but it's funneling it. So instead of that dropping a pebble into a lake and seeing waves go out 360 degrees, now you drop a pebble in a lake and you channel that energy and send it in one direction, and the waves, when they come out on shore, are a little bit taller and they go a little bit farther. And that's how you're able to hear that sound throughout your whole house and how it amplifies the sound when it comes out of the tubes. Did that make sense?
It does, and only because, like I said, I've got a little leg up here because I've been on the website myself, dogdoorchimes.com, and you can actually hear what they sound like, and I want to ask if that's pretty true to how they sound, because they're just beautiful.
Yeah, it is. We didn't alter the sound whatsoever, and, you know, the last thing we want, of course, is product coming back. So the things that, you know, we just didn't alter the sound whatsoever, but what your listeners might want to pay attention to, of course, is the type of speakers that they have and the volume settings that it's on. And also, I know if they have their bass way turned up or the treble way turned down, then they might want to adjust that back to a normal setting before they listen to it.
Yeah, and they do, and it does go on and on, like you said. It's not just like you just touch a wind chime at your garden store and it tinkles, and that's it. I mean, this goes on and on. And you have, before I let you go, I just wanted to kind of share, too, that you had a couple of different, two or three different finishes that you can choose for the wood.
Right. The wood actually comes in three different types of wood species, it's called. But we have a zebra wood, which has, it's kind of a light background with black stripes that run through it. It's very popular with decorators today. The sapele has been around for a long time. Most people have never heard of it, but it's very close to a dark cherry, if you will. Then we have a black walnut, which is very popular. And they all have you know, good grain characteristics in them. But the finishes that we put on, we looked at a lot of different finishes, obviously, and we utilize a conversion varnish, which a lot of people hear of lacquer and things of that nature. And what we wanted to do is go with something that was, you know, of course, high quality, but a conversion varnish is 2.5 times stronger than lacquer. And the reason that we wanted it to do that is we made our product to last. We have a 5-year warranty on it, and I can't see this our product actually falling apart, you know, after even 10 years. It's not going to go anywhere. And how many times do we buy things for our dogs? I know I just bought something for our dog, and then, you know, 30 minutes, it's all tore apart. So we wanted to be able to provide a product that was going to be around for a long time, so, you know, you have the long-term value there. But the main thing that I can say in this phone conversation is we focused on 4 things, basically. That is looks, sound, quality that's going to last, and something that you can be proud to have at your front door.
Well, they look and sound lovely, Mark, and I think you've created something fabulous for our pet parents out there who want to add elegance to their homes as well as functionality. I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Okay, it was good talking to you, Susan.
For more information, log on to dogdoorchimes.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have a first-person account on the dangers of your loose coins. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to PhytoFriendly.com and subscribe today. PhytoFriendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. And I found this fascinating story on the internet the other day about a dog named Penny and her guardian, Shale or Sadie. And she's here to tell us about the day Penny ate a penny. Hi, Shale. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
You know, give us an overview of what happened to your dog, Penny, the day she decided to recycle some coins for you.
Okay, so she found some coins on the ground, ate them without us knowing, and the next morning she threw them up, and then she got very sick. And so we kept a close eye on her. We weren't really sure what was wrong with her. And then I noticed that her urine was the color of blood. And so I panicked and started sobbing, of course. And we took her to animal urgent care and found out that she had zinc toxicity. And it turns out that pennies are not, most pennies, new pennies, are not made of 100% copper. They're mostly made of zinc. And zinc can be very dangerous in the body at high enough levels. And so she ended up with severe anemia. She needed to have a blood transfusion, and had we not brought her to the hospital, she would have died. So it was all, it was very, very scary, but we're glad that she's still with us now.
No kidding. I think like most pet parents, you know, after she threw up the coins, you weren't thinking, you thought, okay, well, that there's that, because how often have our pets gotten into something or eaten something that they they weren't supposed to? And was this the first time that she had eaten any coins?
No, she had done it before, actually. She has kind of I call it a metal fetish. She likes to lick metal. She likes to she's eaten coins before, but she'd always thrown them up pretty quickly. And we always thought that the biggest problem was, oh, it might get stuck in her intestines. And so we did our best to keep coins off the ground, but,
right.
We didn't know it could make her this sick.
Right. Well, that's why I wanted you to come on and talk to us, because there's a lot of folks out there too that, you know, probably aren't realizing the danger of that. You know, I'm one of them. I don't think I would have, you know, given it a second thought, but, you know, I know you went through such an ordeal, and we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about everything, but, by the time you took her in and, you know, got her on the road to recovery, what kind of timeline was that?
So from the time that she, from the time she went to the hospital, the time she was better, she was in the hospital for 48 hours. And then we brought her home, and she was pretty out of it for the first, like, 3 days, but she was on a lot of medication. But it took a full 2 weeks before she was actually, like, 100% back to normal.
Oh my gosh. And so, of course, I have to ask, hindsight being 2020, would you have done anything differently?
In this situation, I would have brought her to the doctor sooner, for sure. obviously, the sooner they can get the zinc out of the system, then the better the dog will be, or cat, for that matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And plus, wasn't it on the weekend or something? Wasn't it around one of those times where you thought you'd just let the weekend ride it out?
Exactly. It was she started getting sick on a Saturday. And when Sunday rolled around and she wasn't really doing very well, like, oh, well, the vet's not open. Let's just wait until Monday. But that was not going to happen. So,
yeah. Well, I think we've all been there. Do you have any words of wisdom to our listening audience? Should their dog have some numismatic tendencies?
if your dog likes to collect coins in their mouth, be sure to keep coins out of reach. I mean, it's so easy to take your pants off at night and you have coins in your pocket and they fall out and you don't even notice. And so if you have a dog that likes seeing coins, make sure that everyone that's in your house knows about it, even people that come in to visit, so they know to pick them up if they happen to see them on the ground.
Yeah, who knew? You just happen to be lucky to have one of those dogs who enjoys that type of thing. And it's an important message. So I really want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For more information, you can check out a YouTube video that Shay created at youtube.com/user/Penny Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about a handy-dandy travel kit for Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I'm Hal Abrams, and I get to host America's most listened to pet talk, Animal Radio.
I'm Dr. Debbie, and I'll answer your vet medical questions.
Hi, I'm Joey Villani, the dog father from Dogs 101, and I'll help you groom your pet.
I'm Alan Cable, and whatever challenges you and your dog face, don't worry. We'll straighten it out together and turn your pooch into a good dog.
I'm Stacy Cohen, and I have the latest animal headlines.
So grab your pet and join us for Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern on XM 166.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. I am a longtime fan of this next guest, where the company makes pet carriers an art form and traveling with Fido is at the top of their list. Here from Sleepy Pod is Michael Lung. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so familiar and such a fan of Sleepy Pod, but can you give us a brief overview of your company for those that may not be familiar?
Oh, okay. So Sleepy Pod, we specialize in travel and safety for pets, and we have carriers that are crash tested. They are the most comfortable for your pets. People use them, like with their pets, for as beds and also as carriers and car seats, so it's a lot of functionality to our products. That's where we started, and then we're expanding out to some new products right now. And our company, we're consisted of three designers. We have two product designers and a graphic designer. So our perspective is a little bit different than, you know, a lot of other companies. We come from a totally design background.
Well, you can tell that, too, when you look on the website, sleepypod.com, because the carriers are beautiful. And like you said, you have several other products, you know, that you're branching out from. But I really wanted to talk about your Stay Clean travel kit. It's called Little Germs Organics. And what products are included in this handy kit made for traveling with Fido?
So for the Stay Clean Travel Kit, we have 5 different products. So we have one for dogs and one for cats. They're a little bit different. But we have an all-purpose cleaner. You can use that wherever they eat or play, like on hard surfaces. And we have a stain and odor remover for your fabrics and soft surfaces, like on your couch or, you know, just curtains or wherever they might, you know, put a stain. And third, we have a litter box odor remover for cats and a urine odor remover for dogs. And then we have a shampoo and conditioner and a dish liquid. And all of the products, like you mentioned earlier, they're all organic and safe. And they're not only safe for pets, but also for children and babies.
I like this, of course, because we do travel a lot, and I like that it's in-cabin airline approved. I don't fly with my 2 big dogs, but I know there's a lot of need for this for folks that do, and they don't want to get frisked by security when they're going through with these. And I love what you did with this because it's you can it's like an all-in-one. I don't know what you would call it. It's not a carrier, but it's kind of a little plastic where you can reseal it once you do open it, and then you can reseal it, which is really, really smart. And when we're in hotels, I mean, this is perfect because you don't want to lug everything or start putting different, you know, a little of this in another, you know, compartment. You've got everything you need in here. So I think it was really clever.
Yeah, we wanted to adhere to the TSA requirements. So the packaging, we decided to go with the Ziploc plastic bag, and within that we fit all of these little bottles that are under the 3-ounce size restriction. And we thought about that because a lot of our customers, they do fly with their pets. And but we not only recommend people using this for air travel, but I recommend just having a kit in every car, because if your pet's traveling in your car with you, either in a car or airplane, you have everything you need to clean the mess up.
Yeah, you do. And the kit is so cute, too, because you could have just put, like, a little logo on there and be done. But because you guys, you designers, you couldn't just do that. So it's so adorable. I mean, people will have to look at it to see how cute it is and the different images that you put on this. But it's so cute. And the other thing I really love is you have these really cute pet tags that are out now. So what's unique about these?
Well, we have had pets for many years, and we've never were happy with the pet tags out there. They were very utilitarian. Even the cute ones, they're kind of utilitarian. And we wanted our tags to be more like jewelry, and you can use it for your carriers, your luggage, or also the smaller ones you can use on the pets. And the material that we chosen is stainless steel and gold-plated stainless steel. So they're very safe, and they won't tarnish. They won't turn colors. Like some of the other metals, they might change colors or oxidize, but ours won't, and it's much cleaner and safer for your pets.
Yeah, they're really cute. And once again, your packaging is just really, really nice on this. And when you get these, they're in its own little packet, which is really, really cute. So what are we looking at price point for the Stay Clean Travel Kit and for the pet tags?
The Stay Clean Travel Kits, they are $20. And the pet tags, they're around $26, depending on if you want the gold plating or stainless. But it's around that range, plus or minus $2 or so.
Well, and the tags are cute, too, because they're just not a little round thing. Tell us what you have them based on.
Oh, yeah. We wanted it. We want the tags to be really cute. We have, like, these little cute animals, as you if you haven't seen them on our website, please go check it. We have, like, a little whale, a lion, and a dinosaur. You know, it's not the typical, like, hearts and paws that you normally would see. We wanted something that's more childlike, like from our storybooks. So it's kind of like baby-looking characters. And I don't know if you noticed, but every character also has, like, a little sleepy eye on it, because we wanted to go with our name, like Sleepy Pod. So all the little characters have a little sleepy eye. Right.
That's so cute. I'll have to look at that again. I just thought how cute they were, but I didn't really see that. That's so cute. Well, you guys, you always do such a great job, and I'm, you know, always thrilled to find out what you have coming up next. So, I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today and for helping take the worry out of traveling with Fido.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information, log on to sleepypod.com. Before I leave, I want to give you a great lead on a place to stay and play with Fido this year. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My travel tip today is take a look at Tenaya Lodge. They're located at the entrance to Yosemite, California. It's a fabulous place to set up base camp when you're exploring the Yosemite area, and it's fewer than 10 miles to the entrance of the park. Now, this resort is situated on 35 acres. They offer dog sitting, and all the outdoor areas are Fido-friendly, so you can hike to your heart's content. The executive chef has been known to create a gourmet dog load for Fido, and your room includes a loaner dog bed and take-home tennis ball. So Fido gives this resort four paws up. Check them out at TenayaLodge.com. And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. For more information about today's show or about traveling with Fido, log on to FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.